Yes.
Fine. So we were discussing last time that I spoke the idea of the Gehula coming and Mashiach coming by way of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is one of the biggest things that's going to bring the Gehula. And we brought many different reasons. Rav Chaim Volozhin we read that discusses the Vera Bittul Torah, and that's how it's connected, the Lashon Hara and the Sinas Chinam that cause the destruction of the temple. So now the Limud HaTorah changes your heart to not have hatred, and also brings you the changing in what you use your words for, as opposed to doing averas and speaking with averas, you're doing mitzvahs with your mouth. All of these things were the active ingredients that mitaken why we have the Geula that we're about to go into the 3 weeks now in a few days. So it's also dovetailing into the Inyan Yoma, but also the idea of the kapara that we get from learning. He brought many different reasons. Now, one of the conditions of doing it, of Limud HaTorah, bringing the Geula, and this is the way we have to see, is go to the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, famous Gemara, not the Gemara, discusses what was the reason for the Churban Bais. So the Gemara says here on Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Amar of Yehuda Marav, my deceit, what's this pasuk talking? Miha Isha Hacham Yavin Etzos. Okay? Who's going to be the wise person who can understand why we lost the land? Why did we lose the land, the Golos? So says the Gemara, famous Gemara, we're going to try to go into it and apply it to Mashiach. Davar zeh nishal lechachamim. The Chachamim were asked, why did we lose the land? The Nevi'im, and also the Nevi'im, not just the Chachamim. Even a Navi was asked, the lo pirshu. They couldn't figure out why did we lose Eretz Yisrael. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. It took HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself to explain to us why there was the galus, why we were kicked out. Dichsi bayomer Hashem. Hashem answered, al ozvam es torasi. They left my Torah. So Haynu Shalo Shamu Bekoli, Haynu Shalo Halchubam, or of Yehuda Marav, She'im Mevarachin Betorah Tfilah, didn't say Birkas HaTorah. Famous Gemara, everybody knows. The Ran on the Gemara, on the Nedarim, tries to explain how did Amoriyu Marav get from this Pasuk that they didn't make Birkas HaTorah before they learned. How did they see that in the Pasuk? Simple kasha that you have to ask. So he says, the Ran, Midiksi Vayomer Hashem al Azam es Torasi. Since it says, the Pasuk says, Hashem answered the question and said, they abandoned my Torah. Michlal, the lake of the Yadal Hadure Taima, Elakuchabrihu Bilchud. The diuk that the Ran is saying the Gemara made was, since they asked the Nevi'im and they asked the Chachamim why, if it was the pashtus of the Pasuk that they abandoned the Torah, then why could nobody answer? Okay, and he writes like this, U'matzasi b'mikilas starim shal Rabbeinu Yonah, dekra hachidayim. This is the diuk that the Gemara is making. Da'al shelo birchu b'torah t'chila av da'aretz. Din isa al azam es torasi kepashta. If you want to say that it's the simple pshat in the pasuk that they abandoned or everybody stopped learning, if that's pshat, mashma azmos ha'torah shelo yu oskim ba, that they weren't learning, if that's the pshat, says the Gemara, or the Ran, what, when they asked the Chacham and the Nevi'im, why didn't they answer? Why weren't they able to answer? The people was learning. Shivas are empty, calls are empty, balabat, and no one's learning. Therefore, v'alo davar galui ha'ahaya v'kal nefarish. It's an easy thing to figure out. Elavada, he says, the Ran, to explain how the Gemara arrived at the bracha, Birkas HaTorah, that they didn't make the bracha. Elavada, oskim hayu b'torah tamid. They would learn Torah all the time. The Chacham and Nevi'im were tamei. They didn't understand what's going on. Al ma'av da'aretz. Why do we lose land? Ad shepir shakarish baruch be'atzmo. Shehu yodea me'amke halev. Shelo yu mevarche b'tor tchila. Klomar. Shelo ha'isa tor chashuma be'ineim kokach. Shiroi levarch aleha. Shelo ya os inba lishmo. That's the basic point of the Ran. That's how they came to this understanding that it was a lack of Birkas of Torah. And at the end, he explains here that they didn't make the bracha with kafana or chashiva, so they didn't think it was an important thing to do because they weren't able to do it the Shema. That's the famous Ran in Nedarim. So from here, the Bach, famous Bach in Or Chaim, not on the side of the page, but in the tour, Or Chaim Simin Mem Zayin, famous Bach, discusses this Ran in-depthly. And let's go to that before I try to explain how we're going to apply this to our trying to bring the Geula. So he says here, the Ran, V'ikali t'mua tuba, lama yatza kazos milifanav la'anisha ba'onish gadol v'ram kaseh. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish us so severely? The fact that they didn't make the bracha beforehand. This is lechora an avera kala, says the Ran, the Bach. This is a light avera, it's not serious. I wouldn't say it's not serious, but it's not a heavy avera. Near the kavanaso yuzbara. Looks like the kavana is like this. Ma'olam haita sheni, no. Near the kavanaso yuzbara. The kavana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'olam, from the beginning, Haisa Shinia Oskin B'Torah. He wanted us to be Osik B'Torah Kedei Shitit Atzem Nishmasenu Be'atzmus Beruchnius B'Kedushas Makor Motze HaTorah. The goal of Hashem when he gave us the Torah was that our neshamas will become stronger and more powerful and more spirituality. And we'll have Kedusha from the source of the Torah. That's why he gave us the Torah. Just for us to cleave to Hashem, the Davek. V'lachei nasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah emes liYisrael b'matana shelo tishkach mi'isanu. So that we'll be able to tidbach nishmasenu v'kufenu b'ramach evarim v'shasa gidin. That are all of our limbs to ramach and shasa gidin. In order so that we will have the mitzvahs ase and the mitzvahs los ase in the Torah, and we will not have be osik b'Torah al kavana azos, and be'im, imi yu osik b'Torah al kavana azos, ayuhema merkava v'hecha l'shchinah so yizbarah, then we'll be like a chariot for the Shechina, a place for the Shechina to dwell. Sha'aisa Shechina mamish b'kirbo, it'll be inside them when they learn. Ki heichal Hashem heima, they'll be the heichal. Ubikir b'mamish haisa shchina kovas dirasa. The haaretz kula haisa meira mikvodo. It'll be tremendous. This is what we're waiting for Mashiach to come back for the shchina. All the sources we learn that the kavod of Hashem is going to be everywhere, everywhere. Ubizei kishur lepalmalia shel mala in palmalia shel mata. The upper worlds, the lower worlds, will all be connected. V'haya hamishkan echad. Aval ata, now, she'avru chok zeh, she'lo asku b'torah ki'im l'tzorech hadvarim ha'gashmi'im l'hanasa. They learn Torah for their own personal physical needs. Leida hadinim, I don't know who does this. Leida hadinim l'tzorech masa umatam, to know the laws in order to do business properly. How could that not be lishma unless you're a toei rabbani or something going to Beis Din and learn Torah in order to make money? It's hard. That doesn't sound right. Vegam lihisgaos liros chachmasam. This is I can hear people want to have gaiva so that they show I know Torah. I've gone through Shas. I've done this. I know. Velo niskavnu lihit atzem lihit adbek bekdushas veruchnias haTorah. They didn't do it for the purpose of having dveikus in a Kadosh Baruch Hu and kedusha. That's not what they did. V'laham shicha shchina lamata ba'aretz, and to bring the shchina down here. Kedusha ta'ale nishmasam lemadrega gedola achrei sasa. It's not what their intent was. And therefore, the Ron continues, I don't want to read the whole thing here. That's how they got to the idea of Birkas HaTorah. This is the Bach. He's saying that the fact that they weren't Lishma when they opened up to start learning Torah, and that's what the bracha of Birkas HaTorah is symbolizing, this idea of being Lishma, is what blew everything. And clearly he's saying here, the Bach at the end, that the way to bring the Geula is to become Lishma, to start learning Lishma. And that is going to metaken the disaster on Ma'av Da'aretz. So one of the things that we always discuss in the Shabbat Shuvah drashas is that people always ask the kasha of doing tshuva lishma versus tshuva meira. How can we be lishma, Rabbi? No one's in Madrega. You're seeing that these posts in here are learning that we do have to be lishma. And even though maybe we're not doing it for money, this is my name, but that's clear. No one's learning kolel now or learning in order to be money. But there are many, many reasons that people are connected to Torah and mitzvahs and learning that have nothing to do with the Shechina, nothing to do with you wanting to become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring Kavod Shamayim to this world. Many, many reasons. I mean, you could talk to this psychologists and all, and you can find there's no end to why people are doing it. Some people are afraid to break free from their families. They have stress from their families. They have to learn. They have peer pressure. Whatever you want, they're going to get shit up. Whatever it is, they stay learning. There's so many things that have nothing to do with Lishma. So many things. Or the guy's a Baal Tshuva. Why is he? But he's a rebel. He doesn't like to follow orders, so he becomes a Baal Tshuva. He doesn't want to follow his faith. There are so many reasons why people come fall into yeshivas that have nothing to do with being Lishma. So many, and so many stressors that we have. I have goals to accomplish. We also learned the Maharal once that even setting goals for yourself. I want to cover shots. I want to do this. I want to do this. That's also not Lishma. That's a problem in Lishma. You're not doing it for the purpose of getting closer to Hashem. You have a specific goal that you want to accomplish that, even though it's a beautiful goal, that goal could somehow mess up our vision as to what the final goal is, what the real goal is. The real goal is to get close to Hashem. And no other, I always hesitate to give this mushel about what, everybody says we can't do it, it's so hard, no one's really the Shema, forget about it. And I find, at least, when it comes to tshuva, and maybe this idea of the galus right now is the teretz of the kasha I always ask on Shabbat tshuva. How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu accept any tshuva that's not lishma? How could he accept it? How could he accept tshuva that's not mi'ava, but rather tshuva that's mi'ira? How could he? It's untenable. I ask the kasha in the opposite direction. How could anybody, you say it can't be lishma? How could it be that Hashem would accept our tshuva that's not the Shema? The mashal I gave that you've heard here, at least Eitan has, only three people in the room. One in the other room. Is imagine that the reason why you overhear a conversation of your wife, you're not married, and she's talking to her girlfriend, the only reason why she's not cheating on her husband is because she's afraid she's going to get caught. She's afraid she's going to get in trouble. She's not going to know how to support herself. Imagine, that's why I'm not cheating on her. Or the husband, this is the reason why I'm not watching the Znus on the Skype, on the internet, is because I'm afraid my wife's going to catch me. I'm afraid I'm going to get caught. My Roshiva is going to find out. Can you imagine how horrible your wife is going to feel? That's the reason I'm here. That's tshuva meira. I'm afraid I might get punished. That's the reason why you're not cheating on your husband. That's the reason why you're not watching Znus, because you're afraid you're going to get caught. I would vomit if I heard such a thing from my wife. Mamish vomit. I would throw up. I wouldn't be able to breathe. And I kind of said, I'll take it. I'll take that tshuva. Thanks very much. So you say you don't understand what tshuva me'ava is. You don't know what lishma is. It's because something's wrong with you. You don't know what love is. It doesn't make any sense to me the other way. And here I see when it comes to learning Lishma, not tshuva, Lishma, the concept that I'm not doing it for me, I'm not doing it for my benefits, I'm not doing it for what people are going to say about me, pay his frock, blah, blah, blah. If that's the reason why you're learning, you're a mess. Your mamish a mess. There's nothing to talk about. And that's why we don't have the Beis HaMikdash now. That's why we don't have the Geula. That's the reason why now, according to the Ran, at least his pshat in the Gemara Nedarim. He's the main man over here. Rashi may not even written the parish of Rashi in the Nedarim. That's the simple pshat of the Gemara. We don't learn the Shema. We're doing it for other ulterior motives. And there's so many, 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 many. I can bring you more. You got a guy who's got parents that are, you know, crazy, grows up in a crazy society. I want to have a good family. I want to have a good family, safe, strong family. And I figured out that Torah observance, Orthodox Jewry, is the best way to have a good family. I've done research. The family is dissolving. I like to have a good family. I like to have children. I like to have family meals on Shabbos. I like to keep Shabbos family. Any of those reasons, and they're true. Of course they're true. When you keep Torah and mitzvahs for these ulterior motives, you're going to have these side benefits. Of course it's true, but it's definitely not lishma, definitely not on any level what we're talking about here, the notion that I want my neshama to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want my limbs to be with him, I want to make it that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is in the world that everybody knows about Hashem. That's what I want, to have this world down here full of Kavod Shamayim. That should be your thing, even if you don't feel it now. Right now you're doing it and you're learning it because you don't want to get in trouble from your parents or this or whatever the reason is. It doesn't matter. But to identify what's my motivation, what's what we're doing to Gemara, what's my Havamina, why am I doing it? Why do I do this all day and all night, learning mitzvahs and Torah? And then trying to say, okay, that's where I'm holding now. I'm doing it because I have nothing better to do. Okay, well, I can't get into college. I'm not going to get it now. It's easy to get into college. There's no such thing. But I can do whatever I want. The idea to learn Torah for the reason that it's only because Hashem wants me to be close to him. And this is the method. This is it. Even if we're not there, yes.
It's hard to ask
the
when you're in the middle of
You don't have to have it in the middle. How about when you say Birkas HaTorah? How about when you say the bracha, like the Bach is talking about here? At the time when you make the bracha, put this in the forefront of your mind. I'm doing this because this is what Hashem wants. He gave us this Kli Chemda for one purpose, just to get close to him and to become spiritual beings, to change the way Hashem wired us in our brains, to always want to do the Kamma and get Kavod and get Taivas and this. And I'm doing the thing he gave me, the thing that's going to change me to something lofty and holy and beautiful. That's what I'm supposed to do here. That's it. That's the goal of learning Torah. That's it. There's no, you can't think about this in the middle of the sugya. But guess what? When you do have a beautiful chiddush, simcha, and you get something, you go, wow, what about kissing the book and say, thank you, Hashem? What about, I feel close now. I feel something. Something's happening inside me. I'm getting excited in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting close to Hashem. It's happening right now. Or when you are in the middle of a massive battle with your Yetzirah to do something wrong and you win, sometimes you're going to win and you're going to choose not to do it. Feel it, that moment right there when you actually win and you conquer your Yetzirah and do the right thing. For no other one watches you, nobody knows where you are, nobody's going to say, oh wow, look at him, how he died. No, you're all alone. Those moments are the most incredible dveikus. There's no better drug in the world, nothing, than those moments when you beat the Yetzer Hara, whatever it is, and without any positive affirmation from your wife, your rabbi, your mother, no one knows. Pure free choice. That lishma moment is addictive in the positive way. It's an addictive thing if you can get into it. If you can get into that addiction, it's a hard one. It's a hard one. The hard addiction to get excited about. There's much better ones. But this is according to these portions. By the way, the Marshal also says it this is in Sanhedrin, Sadi Tesamid Beis, that the Geula is going to come. Then we will be to you Nikrim Ami. You'll be my nation, Ata Begeula. That's how we bring the Geula, is learning Torah Lishma. Period. This is what the Marshal says, and it's everywhere. If you look all the Mephorshim are saying, this is the, and why? Because that's why we lost everything. So even though I'm going to be a little scary now, Hashem accepts our tshuva meira, even though for me it's nauseating, the idea that he's going to accept such a tshuva, I wouldn't take it. No way. No way. Here, the thing that's going to actually bring the geula is doing it mamish pure for Hashem. Now, it's not just for Hashem, it's for me too. My closeness, this is the ultimate feeling of when you're in a spiritual place, a real spiritual place, everybody has it. You're flying. Nothing knocks you down. Nothing brings you down. Nothing will happen to you when you're totally in a lishma zone, a mode of lishma. When you're in there, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. The hard part is to keep doing it over and over again and getting into it and getting more intense and more part of your life. And the only way to do it is to consciously think about it. First, figure out what the heck brought me to want to learn. Why am I doing this now? What are the objective reasons? What are my personal world? Where am I holding? And then making a nice list. I love lists. Putting lists down of all of the reasons. Why am I doing this? Why? And then writing what the Gemara is saying is the real list. I want my bones to be connected to the Shekhinah. And okay, I'm not there, but I'm going to get there. And I will not satisfy for being called rabbi or any of the other hanas of being able to do business properly, you know, or good businessman, according to the Bach, which is surprising, unless you're a Tohi Rabbani. Who the heck wants to learn Torah to make money? It's very hard to figure that would work. But there's tons of reasons. In such an unstable world, people need safety. People need security. So Torah provides them with that. I need black and white. I need a right and wrong. I can't handle all the differences in the world and all everything's breaking down. I need black and white. I need to know what's right and wrong. And give me something. Give me that pill. Okay, I found the Torah. Boom, I'm in. Eisha Torah, let's go. I'm signing up. I need to know what's right and wrong. That's not lishma. Because you have a personal need to know and to have stability. So now I'm running the Torah. That's not lishma. It's great. I'll take it. I know one guy who became frum. Why? He heard a shir. He was not religious about 30 years ago. He heard a shir from, I think, Rabbi Tatz, if I'm not mistaken, about how, what happens when you do an abortion, with the neshama and reincarnation and all that stuff, one of those Rabbi Tatz type of shir, about abortions and what the effect is on the olamos of the world. And this guy had just, his girlfriend just had an abortion. They decided to have an abortion because he got her pregnant. He didn't want to get married. So she had an abortion. And he heard one shear. Now, this guy has OCD. You don't know what that is. Correct. Obsessive compulsive disorder. So what happened? He heard one shear about abortions. Has OCD. Could not stop. Could not stop researching more about what happens when you have an abortion to a baby. Became frum, joined the yeshiva, and now's a Talmid Chacham. Now, and his wife calls years later and says, hey, my husband's nuts. He's OCD. We can't live. We can't live on anything. So now he has to go to the doctor and heal himself. But the thing that brought him into Torah was an illness. mamash an illness. Hashem put him in the hashgacha pratis in the right place at the right time, coupled with his OCD, and boom, you've got a monster who's not going to stop until he starts doing tshuva. And within minutes, he was already signed up, ready to go in Torah and mitzvahs. Now, you want to really get to lishma, eventually you're going to have to let go of that. You're going to have to let go. Let go of the OCD that was the thing that brought you from tumah to tahara. And now you got to let go and do it on your own. You got to do it without that motivation. This is just one of millions of examples that we all have. We're not going to be lishma naturally. It won't happen. Naturally, we are not lishma. Naturally, we are human beings that have needs, desires, types. Violence, revenge, anger, that's what we are. Take care of me, 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 me. That's the way we're made. It's not our fault. It's the way Hashem made us. But he gave us the Torah. He says, come be like me. Be like me, not like I made you. So it's never going to happen on its own. It's never going to happen. You have to be a person. Here, we were just sitting with Rav Safrani, who was with me, Yeshua Bloom, when we were going over some Choshen Mishpat discussions, and he was talking to Rav Volbi when he opened up the Beis HaMusar. He was one of the people sitting there, whatever, a number of years ago. And Rav Volbi was very big in Kabbalah, and he was opening speech to discuss his new Beis HaMusar, his Beis Medrash for Musar, like what we saw Salanta writes, you should have. He opened it. He opened up by saying, and he was a big Makubal Rav Zafrani, by the way, sitting Shiva right now, should be a big Shama for his father, Rav Yitzchak ben Lati. What did I say? He's talking about Rav Volbi, and Rav Volbi, who was a big Makubal, was talking about Sisrei Torah, like the depths and the hidden parts of Torah. And everybody, he started talking about the Arizal, and then all of a sudden he says, Sisrei Torah is Musar. That's the real Sisrei Torah. Even Kabbalah has a system that works logically. Even Kabbalah, you can figure out, you have a system and you can apply it. But Avodah Musar is hidden. You can never, there's no rhyme or reason to figure out what is really going on within a person. And to unlock that is Kabbalah. He didn't say Kabbalah, Sisrei Torah. That's it. You want to go into the deepest, deepest places in the world, it's in your brain. What makes you tick? What makes you do what you do? Figuring that out. And then, just quoting Rabbi Green right now, highlight and deleting all of the things that are in my brain. Highlight and delete. Right? You know what that's like a thing. No? Okay, you highlight and delete whatever the premises are in my brain that I should put in there into the meat of my skull, with like everybody else in the world. And then I delete those and I put in the Torah premises. I cut and paste into my brain all of the premises of the Torah. That's the way to become Lishma. It's never going to happen any other way. Never. And if it doesn't happen, we're never going to bring the Geula. Because that's why we lost the land. So how are you going to get the land back and bring the Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach without doing this? You've got to do this. This is what we have to be doing. One mantra. I'm doing it because I want to be close to Hashem. Period. This is what Hashem gave us the whole Torah for. This is what he gave the whole world for. Just that my bones and my neshama is going to grow. And I'll be able to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. Simple. It's not complicated. That's it. Talk about bringing, I'm teaching Torah now. Why? I am actively bringing the presence of Hashem into this world. That's it. Then nothing else. Finish. Every time that I exercise my Bechira Chopshis to do a mitzvah and not to do an Avera, I am bringing the Shechina into this world. Period. That's it. I am a Shechina thing. I'm a thing that sucks Shechina down. I'm a super glue Vekas with Shechina. That's it. There's no other Chachma. And how do I do it? I just follow what he told me to do. I got to go through shots. I got to go through a lot. I got to do booster. I got to do these mitzvahs, this, thing. Don't do this. Yes, eat this, do it. Finish. Easy. Easy. It's not easy. But that's the formula. And that limud lishma is going to bring the geula. So if you think you can't do tshuva lishma, you're wrong. You can. And you can do limud lishma. You can do everything lishma. That's why we're made. And that the whole geula is dependent upon it. Any questions, Daniel Rostin, before I'm done?
There were two that the Rosh Hashiva really just answered in the last 2 minutes about doing everything lishma and that it brings the geula. So those are the two questions. No further questions.
No further questions. Just do it. First say it. What is the worst thing? Even if you don't fake it till you make it. What is it? Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Just say these are the reasons why. I know the real reasons why I'm doing it is because of my list of my mental problems. Okay? And here's the list of the real reasons. So I'm going to highlight and delete and cut and paste. That's it. That's the simple method of change. And this is something that makes you feel very good. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.